It's been nearly a week since the most violent street battles in Beirut in years ended with an undeclared truce. But the political tensions about the investigation into last year's explosion at Beirut port haven't gone away. Just weeks after ending 13 months of political deadlock, Lebanon's new government is unable to do much. Shia political groups Amal and Hezbollah, whose supporters fought with, as of yet, unidentified gunmen from the stronghold of the Christian Lebanese Forces Party, are threatening to walk out of cabinet if the lead judge in the case, Tariq Bitar, is not removed.
It will be interesting to see what Hezbollah and Amal are willing to do and how much they are willing to escalate. The implosion of the government from within remains an option because of the mass resignation card that Hezbollah and Ahmad could play technically, but that would effectively propel the country into a political crisis.
To avoid that, Prime Minister Najib Meati says he won't convene cabinet until a solution is found to differences about the judge, who some accuse of political bias. This means they can't focus on rescuing an economy that has all but collapsed. The investigation is the biggest legal challenge to the governing political class, which has for decades used the system to escape accountability. Bitar is the second judge to take on the case. Politicians removed his predecessor when he started to charge officials with criminal negligence. The inquiry shows many of them knew of the dangerous material at the port that triggered the blast. Judge Bitar has tried to prosecute some of those believed to be responsible. He has issued arrest warrants for officials who refused to show up for questioning. But there has been no cooperation from the political and security establishment, which is now trying to find ways to take the case out of Bitar's hands.
Basically, the mechanism they're now trying to put in place is one that is supposed to oversee what Judge Bitar does. It's a mechanism to try and control the flow of the investigation, to try and put some controls over the movement of Judge Bitar and what he finds.
Bitar's findings haven't been revealed, and it's not known if he found evidence linking those seeking to undermine his investigation to the ammonium nitrate responsible for the devastating blast at the port. This investigation has caused a deep divide that led to a dangerous escalation on the ground, and now political deadlock. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.